You're listening to SBS News.
At Kenya's Lateti Sanctuary, there are 26 orphaned baby elephants. They need to feed 8 times a day. Veterinarian Dr. Steve Chege says until recently, the elephants often would not survive.
Feeding a baby elephant is both art and science. If you look at it, we don't have elephant milk. Nobody has it anywhere. So you have to think of what are the alternatives. At that time, they are not eating grass, they are not eating leaves, so they cannot browse. What people have done in the past, they have used cow's milk, they have used even human baby formula from the shops. And at Lateti, we have been using that for a long time. And elephants have been doing well. But the very young elephants, we realized we are not making it. And would lose them like before they get to the age of 1 month.
Dr. Chege says it was local goat's milk that saw survival rates for the elephants shoot up from 50% to 100% in 2019. That's not only been a lifeline for the elephants, but an important source of income for nearby families who often live on less than a dollar a day. Charity Lenoya lives in one of the nearby villages.
Since women in this community started selling the goat milk, we are more empowered and no longer depend on our husbands for money for household needs.
Every morning, around 150 litres of goat's milk is collected from nearby villages by a truck from the sanctuary.
If you only sell 600 millilitres of milk a day, you can earn $17 per month. But if you have many goats and sell double that amount, you can make more than $24 a month.
Once the milk's been inspected, it's loaded onto the truck, ready to transport. Back at the sanctuary, the keepers need to make sure the elephants are strong enough to return to the wild, normally at around 4 years old. So far, the sanctuary has rescued 36 orphan elephants and released 10. For now, these young elephants have full stomachs, but they'll need to be fed again in 3 hours' time. The goat's milk is making them stronger and benefiting the local community. Alan Lee, SBS News.